views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, hello, dear listening audience, and welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and today we're talking about healing crystals and the archangels that resonate with different crystals and how you can use those together. And, you know, just looking over the last week with all the things that are going on in the news, there's a lot of distress out there and a lot of uncertainty. And I am with you on that. I want you to know that we're putting out a lot of energy as light workers and healers, not just myself, but a lot of us are doing that because we know this is a big transitional time for everyone that would be affected by what's happening with the shutdown of the government, which is going to resolve some way somehow, because this is one of those "this too shall pass," and we have to wait to see what's going to happen with that. Now, I'm not going into all of that or to complain about it. What I want to do is focus on what we can be doing and how we can be working with the transition of whatever may be coming up in our life. And I do want to open up the phone lines if you want to call in to see how you could resonate with a particular crystal, if you want to learn how to open up a healing practice, or if you're wanting to work with crystals in a crystal healing therapy. We're talking about how you use them, how you clear them, which stones would be the most common. You can get a lot of different attributes out of one stone. What you're trying to do, what is your intention, how to use them, and what they're all about. I mean, we see them as these rocks are, you know, natural parts of Earth, and, you know, but what do we do with them? If you're very new to this, it's really a fascinating exploration into the gifts from Earth, is what I call them, and they truly are. And for those that have listened to my show regularly, and I want to thank those that are listening, and our audience is really growing from what I understand. And so I say thank you to you, because we want to bring you what you're looking for in metaphysical shows and topics. I have quartz. I have my crystals around me right now. I have all kinds of notes too. So if I do bump a page or two, you might hear that, because I wanted to bring you so much today, but I always have quartz crystal with me anyway. And if you are a light worker, you're intuitive, or you have clairvoyance going on, or you're working on that, you probably have clear quartz with you, because that's a very good stone to use for that. But I keep it between me and my computer, because my energy, you know, with my energy surges, with what I have going on, you know, I've said in the past, I've blown 5 motherboards. And this protects the computer from me in case I had a spark or a flare, because I'm doing a lot of work internationally with clients in private sessions by phone. And we do all this healing work at a distance. And so there's all kinds of activity going on with that. So I always have them around me. I have them around me right now. And Chrissy, you there? My producer, Chrissy.
I'm here, Jen. How are you?
Yes, everyone. This is Chrissy. She's fabulous. She's the producer and runs things for me over there. But we were talking before we came on, because she said she's always had an interest since she was a child. Can you tell us a little bit about your interest? You said you were a very young child and you've always been drawn to gemstones.
Yes. Since I can remember, I've been drawn to gemstones. I know there was a little shop by my house when I was growing up that used to sell the little tiny ones where you could get like sample gemstones. Mm-hmm. And I was always drawn to them. I always wanted gemstone jewelry growing up. And then as I got more into it, I actually found a mineralogist or a gemologist that has been doing it for many, many, many years. He was mining crystals and he had a little shop near my house. So I've been going and visiting him for a good.
Now, what are your favorite ones? What are you most drawn to? Because that's a question that you want to ask. If you do seem to have an interest out there, listeners, are you drawn to a particular type?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm wearing, and then I'll tell you the one that I'm particularly drawn to. Okay. I'm wearing amethyst, sugalite, and tanzanite. And then I'm drawn to dioptase, big time.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yes.
Interesting. Now, you know, we're talking about how the different stones or crystals resonate with particular archangels when you're working with archangels. And do you know that amethyst resonates with one of them?
I did not.
No. Archangel Jeremiah.
Okay, tell me more.
Yes, isn't that interesting? Jeremiah's pretty cool. And he's the one that can help you with emotional healing. He can help you with, if you feel stuck spiritually, like it does in my intro to my show, that stuckness, forgiveness, acts of service that can help, you know, things like that. It's also, amethyst is also for the seventh chakra, which is at the very top of your head at the crown. So that's a very spiritual stone to have around. It's a beautiful stone. It has a lot of healing properties that come off of it. So when you were saying amethyst, I went, I bet she didn't know she had one that resonates with Archangel Jeremiah. And you might want to, and he also would be the one, if you want to do a life review, just sort of see where you've been, how you've done, and where you are today, can help you kind of tweak that.
Yes. Now, the amethyst that I have is actually on my engagement ring.
Oh, ooh. Beautiful. Well, congratulations on the engagement. Hello.
Yes, thank you.
Oh,
thank
you. Are.
Sorry, I was answering the phone. We have a caller.
Oh, great. We have a caller. And while she's answering the phone, if you want to call in for a read, the number is 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. We're taking calls about intuitive reads, about healing crystals, and how they resonate with the archangels. Ooh, and I just got 1111 right in front of me. Wow. Hello, 1111. I get that so much all the time. And guys, if you see that number a lot, that is all about whatever you're thinking about. You're manifesting quickly, so make sure it's what you want to manifest. So, and I've been getting that a lot, so I'm making sure I'm doing that. Every time I see it, I just stop and do that. And we do have a caller on the line, but we are going to do that when we come back from the break. We're about to go to break, so hang on, caller. When we come back, we'll take the caller. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show, if you just tuned in, and we're talking about the healing crystals, which ones we can use to help us heal different parts of our life. And I want to start, when we come back, we'll take the caller's question. We're also looking about, you know, how they connect to Earth. They're from the Earth. They're considered an elemental, part of the elementals. And they actually, this is an entirely different show, but if you look into them, and the geologists would notice these formations, and it's part of how nature is, you see the sacred geometry patterns, and it's really incredible. But sacred geometry is the building blocks of the universe, of why we all exist and why everything is here. That's a whole nother show, but they're connected to a lot of things. They're connected to the ancient wisdom. That's what Stonehenge is all about, and places like that. And in the spirit world, like I said, they're considered the elementals. Like, we have angels in spirit. We have different levels, fairies, things like that, that look over the earth. They're the angels of earth. You know, there's different levels that help take care of everything. The universe has been very specifically and masterminded in a design that's the most incredible design ever. So we are a part of something that's really incredible. Tapping in and working with crystals, you can align with the intention and what that crystal resonates in a frequency, and then you can heal, and you, it can help you improve connecting with angels if you're having a little trouble. They help intensify the antenna, so to speak. Your whole body is an antenna, but they can help intensify like a super booster. So we're going to talk about that. We're about to go to break. Hang on, caller. We'll be right with you. If you do want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Hello, and you are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and today we're talking about healing crystals and the archangels that they resonate with. And there's not all of the crystals do, but we're talking about some of the main basic ones and some of those primary archangels that we would call on pretty common. And we do have a caller that's been waiting. So I want to go ahead and bring on Shadana from Virginia. Hello, Shadana.
Hi, Dr. Jen. I'm so happy to talk to you.
Well, you too. Welcome to the show. And what is your question? How can we help you today?
Well, I'm just really getting started with crystals, but I'm definitely drawn to them, and I'm learning about them. But I will say, it's a little overwhelming because I want to know it all. So lately I've been gravitating towards, I've just bought a huge Labradorite, and I always wear amethyst and garnet bracelet every day. So I wanted to kind of get an idea of what you're speaking about, what angels, especially with, I'm very curious about the Labradorite, and also if there are any specific crystals that I should be working with.
Okay, specific crystals. Well, the amethyst we were just talking about, so you know that that was Archangel Jeremiah because Chrissy was talking about the amethyst. The Labradorite is a little bit different, so bear with me. You're going to hear a lot of noise because I have so much here going on. But Labradorite is a very more, not one of the most common ones. It's more for a specific reason. So obviously you're drawn to that because, and it has a few attributes, but you're obviously drawn to that because you feel some sort of connection to it where it can help you. Now, is there a specific area in life you're trying to improve? Because that would give you a clue too, because I'm trying to show you how to do that as well. You see what I mean?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, like, what area of life are you drawn to helping or improving?
I'm an overthinker. So, and when I'm trying to connect spiritually and meditate and things like that, I try too hard or I overthink it. I know that. That's the only thing I can really think of off the top of my head that I've really been focusing on.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So you're analytical. All right. So I can understand that. So what you're looking to do is you definitely want to clear quartz for one. Okay. And the clear quartz is going to be resonating with Archangel Raziel. And oh boy, is he fun to work with. And he's the one that you go to. He's the go-to angel is what I call it, to learn about the esoteric secrets. I mean, he is very close to God. He's the secret. He knows the secrets of God, so to speak, how the universe is created, things like that. But he's the manifesting angel as well, and how to learn about the alchemy and the metaphysical things. He even is involved with astrology, ancient astrology. So there's a book of Raziel that was actually written in heaven and given to Adam and Eve, then also given to King Solomon when he was doing the temple. So it's very ancient. But Archangel Raziel and clear quartz are the two crystals you're looking for if you're trying to work with connecting. Okay, so I want to answer that first because I'm answering what you're trying to work on in your life. Yeah, and clear quartz is a very universal. If you could only get one crystal, that would be the one to get. I would say if you had concerns of fear or needing protection or feeling like you're not grounded, then I would get one for that as well, which would be your darker ones, like black onyx. You could even use that, or black tourmaline, things like that. But the clear quartz is a very, very powerful crystal that helps align and clear the channels of your antenna. You were talking about your mind being very busy, the analyzing, the overanalyzing. So you're mentally trying to process a spiritual experience, which is a right brain activity. Yes. And you're using a left brain activity to try to do it. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely, yes.
Right. So what the clear quartz can do is going to help align you. You want to just hang out with it, wear it often, you know, get one that you could, or you can even find them in necklaces or anything like that. But you want to align in with intention, and you want to ask angels to help you clear out the chatter, the mental chatter, the clutter, so you can communicate and hear and you can hear the messages coming through. And, you know, they do answer in many, many ways. They don't just like whisper in your ear. They're gonna leave messages all over the place. But when you clear the channels, you'll start to notice the messages they're leaving for you, whether it's on a license plate or you see those number sequences or you hear the repetitive patterns in a song or however they're going to do that for you. They will always use a method that's unique for you that you will relate to it, because they want you to hear the messages. Does that make sense?
That sounds good. Yes.
Yeah, it does. Now, the Labradorite's not as common. And, you know, to be quite honest, I'm looking too, because I have so many right here in front of me. So let me double check that one, because that one is not one that's as common. But what I'm curious about is why you felt you needed that one, because you're drawn to that one. And it does. It's very much the Temple of Stars, discovering your destiny. Does that add up to you, why you're drawn to it now? Clarifies your inner sight. So there you go.
Oh.
Yeah, so that one does make sense, you see. I mean, there's thousands of crystals out there, guys. So I'm being honest with you. That's like trying to memorize the dictionary. So I'm not even going to try to tell you. I know them all. I mean, I have so much in front of me because it's such an in-depth study. And like you were saying, Shadonna, it feels overwhelming when you're trying to learn so many things.
Yes.
It does. Yes. But you've done well with that one. The amethyst is a very good stone because that's the spiritual chakra, the seventh chakra. But the angel is Raziel for the clear quartz. And I think you're going to find a difference in how you're starting to notice. It's going to open your eyes. You're going to just see, oh, they just put that message right out there on that question I wanted. There it is right there in front of me on that magazine article. Or you heard it in a song, or however you may even dream. But amethyst is good to have by your nightstand when you're sleeping as well.
And the last one I wanted to ask about that I'm also drawn to is carnelian.
All right. Say that one again. I didn't quite catch you. I didn't quite catch what it was. Car. Okay. Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. That's a very, very good one. That one helps with, that one's a little bit, is it the red one? Is yours the red one? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yes, the reddish orange, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that one, I want to give you all of it because I know that I have one for a specific reason. I actually have one for my cat. I bought that one for my cat because, and I use the healing stones for them. It's in a little pouch. There's one for my dog. There's one for my cat. And they're in the pouch under her bed. But she was having some, you know, behavioral issues. Now, she's a cat. So that wouldn't necessarily mean it's the same thing for a human. Just like we use the flower essence, things like that, it's not necessarily the same reason. But that's a very translucent orange, the one she's talking about, carnelian. It's really pretty. It's kind of fiery. But it will, and I love this because that helps to balance mental focus and creative inspiration. So you see, you've done really well. So you already are actually being quite intuitive in being, and when you listen to which ones you're drawn to, they're going to reach out and kind of speak to you. You're going to know that way. And you didn't even realize that.
I didn't. I love the way that happened.
I know. Don't you love that? It's also considered the artist stone. And see, you know, now I feel like I should have one for myself. But that one for my cat, it was more for her behavior because she's getting a little older and she's, you know, having some issues. So, and I love to use things that are natural. And animals are very intuitive. They connect to that kind of thing. And but definitely that's a creative stone, which is also going to bring you over to the right side of the brain for the creative creativity, anything like that, brings you to the right side of the brain, which is a spiritual connection side of the brain. And all these are going to help you. So I think if you put some clear quartz in there, you're going to find that you don't have to use all of these at one time, by the way. Go with the one that you may feel more drawn to one on one day, and the next day you may feel drawn to a different one. And listen to those nudges that your body is telling you because it's feeling the frequencies and resonating as well. I mean, some of them, when you really start to connect, and this is an earth connection, you're connecting into earth and what earth's ancient history is trying to help you know. I mean, it's like tapping into the records that have been here forever. That's what Stonehenge is when I was talking about that earlier. So your stones really connect. I even have like the big Himalayan salt lamps around my house. People are like, wow, you got a lot of those. And I absolutely love them because they have a very balancing for energy for me. Working as an energy healer in private sessions all the time, I'd like to have things like that around me that keep that off me. So you see, you're actually doing quite well, Shadonna. So you hang in there. I think I just see where you could use one more, and that's that clear quartz.
Okay, I will definitely do that.
Yes, thank you for calling in. That was a good one for you. And I think you're going to find you're going to be seeing a whole lot of messages they've been trying to leave you for a long time.
Yay. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. And thanks for listening. Bye-bye now.
All right. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And we are ready for break again. So if you want to call in, we are doing some reads and we're aligning which crystals would work best for you to help you. You may already start that practice or you're trying to start one. So please call in 1-800-930-2819. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
And I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. If you're just tuning in and joining us, we're talking about healing crystals, the crystals that are gifts from Earth and how they resonate with archangels. And before we went to break, I didn't have a chance to tell the last caller, Shadonna, if you're still listening, the stone that you were talking about, that last one, the carnelian, that one resonates with Archangel Gabriel. Also with Gabriel, that's the messenger angel, and he's about communications and also a lot to do with children or the sacral chakra, but definitely the messenger. And it's also copper that would be part of Gabriel's resonating energy. Copper, I know. You always see him with that copper horn. So we are really enjoying this. Now, I want to make sure that everybody knows you know, aligning your intention with the crystal is very important. And that's how you're going to, it aligns and connects with your energy, and it becomes your stone. You'll hear a lot about those stones are yours. And so anything that it comes around, it's going to absorb that energy. So that's why you'll hear in some circles, people are a little sensitive about, don't touch my crystals, so to speak. And that's because they're keeping them clear and just resonating with them. When you're looking to work with them on a personal level, you do want to have them where they're yours. It's kind of like your connection. And they'll be unique to you and help you connect in your way. Some of the crystals you don't have to clear, but in most cases, you do want to clear them. If you just bought a brand new one, you're going to want to clear that because it's been in a store, it's been passed through different hands, the shopkeeper, however it was that you found the stone or purchased the stone. You're going to want to clear it so you can start to resonate with it in your own frequency. That's very important. One of my favorites is actually a John of God crystal that I have. I love that one for healing. And I also have two or three clear quartz, but I also have them with the points. So they're like the healing rods, so to speak, you'll hear. They're long and they're pointed, almost like a pencil. And the reason that they'll have that shape is because you're now focusing all the energy that that stone has and that frequency into the point where you put that point. And if you're pulling energy out and it's one that you would pull out, for example, smoky quartz is very good if you're going through some tough times or you have fear and you're trying to overcome, you know, fear, or you don't feel very grounded, or you need protection. Maybe you're an empathic person and you're absorbing too much energy from everywhere else. I was talking earlier about those stones. Smoky quartz is a good one for that as well. You can also use the black onyx or the black tourmaline. Hematite is another one that's very inexpensive. And you can get that for just a couple of bucks at a store. But if you have a lot of trouble with dealing with fear, trying to not absorb so much around you, those stones are very good to use for that. And I did want to address that because right now a lot of people are feeling a lot of overwhelm with everything going on. There's a lot of uncertainty with some people's jobs. And then there's people that are healing and recovering from maybe something very traumatic. I've used them for years because I've been through my share of things. And if I'm feeling that, I will grab them now. I use them all the time. I love having my crystals around. The grounding is very important because you don't want to be out of your body, so to speak. So those types of stones that help with the fear and the scattered thinking, they also ground you because you want to be in your body, anchored in. A lot of times fear will cause you to just kind of escape. And then now you're half in your body, not in your body so much. And that causes that airheadedness, so to speak. You're kind of head in the clouds, you know, those little phrases like that. If you feel like that, which happens to everybody sometimes, you want to ground. You want to get back in. You want to feel both feet on the floor. These types of stones can help with that. There's stones out there that can help with abundance. There's stones out there that can help with anxiety. Smoky quartz and citrine, like I was speaking before, those are very good for anxiety. Fear protection, I already went over. And then another one, like if you've been in abusive situations or you're recovering from that, smoky quartz again. So you see, that one is a very powerful multitask stone. Michael's going to work with the stones that are about protection and feeling safe. So you know, and the grounding. And he's definitely going to be about that. Another one that's very good to use with Michael, Archangel Michael, is the sugalite, which Chrissy, isn't that the one you mentioned to me on the break that you have?
Yes.
The sugalite. Yes. I mean, that's a very good one to use. when you're working in tandem with Archangel Michael. It'll help you to connect with him a little bit more. Very good with being true to yourself, your soul purpose, fixing mechanical issues. I've done that so many times. I can't figure out how to fix something, so I ask. And then out of my head, I don't know what it is. I don't know how to fix a car. I'm like, maybe it's something like that. And so my husband or my son or something, it would try that. And it was like, oh, wow, how'd you know that? I didn't. I didn't know. I asked, and that's what I got. That would happen to me a lot. But career, soul purpose, things like that, that's Archangel Michael. And using Sugalite can help you to resonate and connect and work with him a little bit more. So I like that. And you had another one you were talking about. What was that one?
Dioptase.
Wow, you've got the most gorgeous rock
stone.
Store in your house, don't you?
Oh, you have no idea. Dioptase is the most gorgeous green crystallized stone, and it's very tiny, and it grows in clusters on another stone. So it's very shiny and little crystals, and it is gorgeous, and it's super expensive.
Super expensive. I'm curious about that one. That's not a common one that we would use for these types of purposes, so I have to look that one up. I'm actually really curious about that. I'm having trouble finding. I don't know if it's going to be in this one. There is another area of crystals that I do want to bring up, and that is the crystal grids. So we've talked about when before I move into that, we were talking about clearing them. So putting them in the full moonlight, leaving them in the full moonlight can help them recharge. You can put them in like a sea salt bath of water with intention to clear them. You want to check the details on the particular crystal because some you cannot put that in there. It could hurt it. But in most cases, like your clear quartz and things like that are rose quartz. Rose quartz is another one I wanted to talk about because that is a beautiful one for healing the heart chakra. If you've had relationship issues, you're trying to bring romance into your life, all that good stuff, you want to get you some rose quartz. That one is a beautiful pink quartz. It's a soft pink. And that one really, really resonates with, you know, relationships, things like that. Shamuel, Archangel Shamuel, he resonates with fluorite. You ever heard of that one, Chrissy? Fluorite?
Oh, yes. I love fluorite. I have a nice purple fluorite.
Oh, you see, she's got them all. I didn't know that when I decided to do this show. That's interesting. Shamuel is about peace. And just because you have all these in your house, I think you find this very interesting. He's about love and relationship, career, helping with misunderstandings, you know, helping to repair a misunderstanding, for example. Or, you know, when he's also the career counselor, we call him. So he's a very interesting angel to work with, and most people want to learn about him because of the career path. He's also about the peace. Now, I want to move on over to the crystal grids that I was talking about. And crystal grids, I am going to be making we couldn't get it together in time for this show, but we also are going to have a guest next week that's going to be on, and we're going to be talking about crystals again next week. But my plan is to get this video up on my YouTube channel, and I'm going to show you some crystal grids. I want to lay it out for you because it's a beautiful way to start working with the crystals with intention and meditation. And we're going to be doing one on life, purpose, and career in the video, one for protection, one for love and romance, and one for abundance, and one for forgiveness. So I'm going to do a few of those in a video, and it'll be up on my YouTube channel. My goal is to have it up at the first few days of next week. You have to bear with me. It takes a while to render those videos when I create them. And I think that that would be the best way to show you the crystal grids because you're using several crystals and you're aligning them into a form and shape because the energy frequencies, they're working together and it's building a harmony for that. So that's what I'm going to do is make a video for that. And it's really easy to find my YouTube channel. It's just youtube.com/Jen Royster. or you can go to my website and hit the little social button in the top right corner. It'll take you right to it. I'll also have the video on my website if you want to just see it over there. If you want to know when it comes out, which it should be in the next week, you can sign up on the newsletter over at my website, jenroyster.com. And just, it's a free subscription to the newsletter. You'll get a free ebook on energy balancing and healing, and then you'll have a notification when it's out. That'd probably be the easiest way for you. So we're definitely going to do that. But when you go looking into the grids that you would make, they take several. You're going to use several of those crystals. For example, the one for abundance. Boy, everybody wants to know about that one. That one is quite a bit of quartz. It's eight, you know, you're going to have several, like eight, the clear quartz points. And that's the ones that have the little point that I was talking about, because they point to the next piece. And then a few pieces of jade or citrine. I mean, that's all you need. And then you're putting it into a shape. And I will show you that on the video. Now, if you want to call in, we have a few more minutes before we're already up on an hour. My goodness. Let me know. Call in. We'll be right back after the break. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
And we are back. You are listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and we've been talking about healing crystals and the different crystals that resonate with different archangels. So I do want to go down the main archangel list right now, because those that are listening, you know, if you're driving or if you're at work, you can't necessarily call in. So I want to put a few of these out there and let you know which angel and which crystal to work with and what you can do with that. So let me do that because I want to make sure I went over some of those. Archangel Ariel, she's rose quartz, the one I was talking about before. I love rose quartz. I always have rose quartz with me. I keep rose quartz and amethyst by my nightstand when I'm sleeping. Those are just beautiful, beautiful crystals. That rose quartz has a lot of things it does for you, but also resonates with Archangel Ariel. And she is the lioness. She's known as the lioness of God, and she's about courage. She's about environmental. You know, if you have a cause or a purpose, you want to serve and help the environmental issues, and also helps animals. She'll work a lot with Archangel Raphael if you have an animal with an illness. With my animals, when I want to help them with something they're going through, I always use Archangel Raphael in tandem with Archangel Ariel. So that one would be rose quartz. Archangel Azrael. Now, Azrael is yellow calcite. That's yellow calcite. And you can Google these things and you can go learn about these. It's fascinating to just, once you get started, you're just going to go, oh my gosh, there's manuals and books. There's thousands of things out there. But that one, Azrael is also known, which is kind of an intense name. He's known as the angel of death, but not in a negative sense. This is Azrael. He is the one that meets a loved one to help them cross over the other side. He also works with counselors that help others with grief. He's a beautiful, I mean, I work with him quite a bit because I do work with people that are leaving this plane and moving on. And he also helps you connect or send and receive messages with a loved one on the other side. So that would be Archangel Azrael, and the stone is yellow calcite. Archangel Samuel, we talked about earlier, so I'm going to move on. That was fluorite. Archangel Gabriel, we talked about that one as well. Archangel Haniel, that's the moonstone. Makes sense because Archangel Haniel very much resonates with the energy of the moon and the moon cycles. If you are very sensitive to the moon cycles, Archangel Haniel would be a good one for you to work with. She's definitely, if you're trying to bring more grace, peace, harmony into your life, into any part of your life. If you want it into your life a little bit more, you want to bring it into your being and resonate with it more. Archangel Haniel is a beautiful one to work with. And that stone is moonstone. We spoke about Jeremiah, and that was amethyst. And Archangel Jophiel, I like this one too. This is an artist one as well. And this is a deep pink tourmaline. Or tourmaline, there we go, tourmaline. Boy, these words. Deep pink tourmaline. And artist, she's very much about the beauty of life. So there's your art forms. Clearing clutter, the balance. If you enjoy feng shui, work with Archangel Jophiel for that balance and the energy and the harmony of, you know, the beauty of life. And Archangel Metatron. Archangel Metatron is a wonderful one to work with, very powerful in working with, you know, the crystal children, the indigos. If you are one of those, wow, you know, Metatron's going to be in your life. Spiritual gifts, you want to learn about the spiritual gifts. You know, he was the angel that was Enoch before. And, you know, he there's only two of them, and he was Enoch in a lifetime. And watermelon tourmaline is the one you want. It's a watermelon tourmaline. I have one of those, and I love it. It's one of my favorite ones because I'm very drawn to Metatron. I'm one of those indigos. Archangel Raguel. Archangel Raguel. That one would be the aquamarine stone. And this is the one to call on if you need to bring balance, fairness, you know, harmony to relationships or situations. You know, you want to work with Archangel Raguel. He will bring harmony and show a good good, peaceful solution for everybody. So that's a beautiful angel to work with when you have things like that going on. And that stone is aquamarine. Archangel Raphael is the healing physician of heaven. I love to work with him. A lot of healers will work with him a lot. And that stone is going to be emerald or malachite. You can use either one of those. But I like the emerald if you have it, because he really resonates with that green color. When he comes around, I see a lot of the green flashes, because green is like, you know, life. It's, you know, if you think of earth, you know, if it's green, it's alive. And that's the one that I like to use. But malachite I have as well. And Raphael is the one you want to call on for physical illness, health, wellness. It works with healers, like I said. And we spoke of Raziel, so I'll move past that one. That one's the clear quartz. That was the caller we had at the beginning of the show. And another wonderful angel, the last two, or the, actually there's three more. Sandalphon is turquoise. So sandalphon, I've always been curious if, you know, indigenous groups that had a lot of turquoise or people that are very drawn to the turquoise are feeling him around. It's a very, he's very much about the music, and he was Elijah in a life, and he was the one that went up in the chariot, and then he was, you know, converted to the Sandalphon archangel. So that's very rare. It's like I said, there's only a two of them that did that. He's very drawn to the music, and he does work with Michael to help clear fear with music. Music is one of the easiest ways to raise your frequency and shift and lighten things up and ease you. Sandalphon's very good for spiritual confusion. And he also carries your prayers up to heaven or to God. So Sandalphon's is a great angel to work with. And I highly recommend you look for that. Turquoise is very popular and very common here in the United States. If you're here in the United States, I'm sure it's everywhere, but you might want to call on him a little bit when you feel like you're just trying to get those prayers up, because he does. He's there. They always hear them. We just have to learn how to hear the messages back. And last two, quickly, before we go off the air, we have Archangel Uriel, and that stone is the amber, and he loves to pour light on troubling situations. Now, does that sound beautiful or what? And if you're in school or you're studying students, he can help you. He can help you think clearly. He can help you find the answers. He can help with problem solving. Uriel is awesome, and that is the stone amber. And the last one is Zadkiel, Archangel Zadkiel. And that is the lapis lazuli. Lazuli. Ugh. And that one's about memory and working with students as well. So if you are in a test and you're trying to recall something, that's your angel. I have enjoyed bringing this to you. Go to my website, check it out, because I'm going to put a YouTube video out on the crystal grids this week. Sign up for the free newsletter. I have enjoyed every minute of this. It goes so fast. And I'll be back here next week on Thursday with another show and a guest on crystals. Thank you and namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Tune in to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
There's not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.